From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. and Russia appear poised to sign a historic nuclear arms treaty, perhaps as early as the coming weeks. The new pact would replace the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, which the U.S. and Russia signed in 1991. That treaty expired last year. More from NPR's David Green.
U.S. and Russian officials say the new treaty won't be a done deal until President Obama gets on the phone with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Still, the Czech government announced Prague has agreed to host a signing ceremony with both presidents. The city carries symbolism. About a year ago, President Obama declared in Prague that the U.S. was committed to a world without nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Russia have been aiming to sign a new treaty before a non-proliferation summit in Washington April 12th and 13th. Even if that's possible, the treaty will still have to be ratified by legislatures in both countries. The 1991 START Treaty required the U.S. and Russia to bring their nuclear arsenals down to roughly 6,000 warheads each. The arsenals have grown smaller since then. The target in a new treaty is expected to be roughly 1,600 warheads in each nation. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
As the debate over modifications to the health care bill continues, it also appears the passions surrounding the measure are, if anything, becoming more heated. Amid reports of threats and some recent violent acts directed at Democratic lawmakers, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the FBI and Capitol Police briefed lawmakers today on how to handle perceived threats. Hoyer called the reports disturbing.
Our democracy is about participation. Our democracy is about differing and debate, and animated debate and passionate debate. But it is not about violence.
Several Democratic lawmakers have reported incidents surrounding the vote, including bricks thrown through the windows of two Democratic Party offices in western New York. Top House Republican leader John Boehner has called the violence unacceptable. Sales of new homes last month fell to their lowest level on record. Sales were down 2.2%. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Analysts say sales of new homes in February were likely hurt by the big snowstorms, but this was the fourth straight month of declines. Professor Bill Wheaton with the Department of Economics and the Center for Real Estate at MIT says the reason behind this trend is pretty simple.
You can only sell what you build.
And he says builders aren't building, in stark contrast to more healthy economic times when they were building 2 million a year. This year, builders are on pace to only construct about 500,000 homes.
That's lower than it's ever been in post-World War II history. So under that situation, of course, we're not buying very many new homes just because we're not building it.
He doesn't expect construction to really pick up nationwide until 2012. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks fell today as a downgrade of Portugal's credit rating rattled the markets. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 52 points, closing at 10,836. This is NPR. President Obama signed an executive order today that is designed to ensure no federal money can be used for elective abortion procedures under the newly approved health care overhaul bill. Mr. Obama agreed to the order over the weekend in order to gain approval of the health care bill. The order affirms a prohibition on federal funding of abortions, except in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the woman's life. Actor Robert Culp has died. Culp starred in the hit TV series from the 60s, I Spy. Zoe Chase reports.
I Spy broke racial barriers on television because Robert Culp, who was white, played opposite Bill Cosby, who was black. The two traveled around the world together as undercover agents, masquerading as tennis star and tennis coach.
Put your feet up on your desk, relax yourself, just be with, smoke your cigarette, we'll send out for a few scotches. Do that with you, please.
Charlie, can
pretend
we have two scotches on ride, please? No toast, hold me.
Culp played over 100 television roles in shows such as The Greatest American Hero and Everybody Loves Raymond. Robert Culp died from a fall outside his home in Los Angeles. He was 79 years old. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Delaware pediatrician charged with molesting more than 100 of his patients has pleaded not guilty to more than 470 criminal charges. Dr. Earl Bradley entered the not guilty plea in an arraignment before a superior court judge today. Bradley, who was arrested in December, is being held in lieu of $2.9 million bail. He's been charged with rape, sexual exploitation of a child, and unlawful sexual contact. The grand jury indictment returned last month alleges the doctor videotaped attacks on 103 children dating back more than 10 years. Crude oil futures prices moved lower today. The price of crude was down $1.30 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.